Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
But please remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support, first and foremost, from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us with any of those questions, comments, thoughts, whatever, our voicemail is 781-591-0390. You can also text us at that number. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Tis correct, so, Dori.
Yeah. How's it going?
Well, I mean, I am recording this with a heating pad over my uterus.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
I am menstruating. And, man, it's just like my periods are getting more challenging as I get older. So that's all. So I'm just, you know, I might even take a bath this morning.
Ooh. Oh, you know, that actually raises an interesting question for me. You take baths when you have your period?
I do.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wait. I feel like I've only done that a couple times, and for some reason I feel weird about it. I don't know why.
Wait a second. What? This is interesting.
Is that weird?
What makes you feel weird about it? Do you know?
That I might like bleed in the tub.
But this could be a myth, but isn't it true that when you get in water,
it stops in water?
Yes.
I don't think that is okay.
As that sounds like a totally bonkers. Now that I say that out loud, I'm like, I am repeating a falsehood. I don't know if that is true.
As someone who was on the swim team for much of her teenage years, mm-hmm. It is not totally true. You can still,
of course, you know, yes,
have your period in water.
But I also have my menstrual cup in. So
oh yeah, you use a cup. See, I use a tampon, ugh. And I feel it's like weird to get in a tub with a tampon in.
But don't you somehow swim with tampons in?
Yeah, but like you have a bathing suit on.
That doesn't do any. I am fast. This is fascinating. I don't know this about you.
And you're moving. And I don't know. There's just something about taking a bath in my period that is always just look. Maybe this is, I fully acknowledge this is my issue, but like that's just how I feel.
I honor that.
Thank you, Kate. I cast no aspersions on anyone who takes baths while they have their period. Just for some reason that has always been like I have done it, but I've always been like,
Now can I ask you a question in a sensitive manner? Do you think that the root of this connects to some sort of thing you were made to believe when we were younger, that like when you have your period you're gross or it's dirty or that sort of speak that I feel like we especially heard as young people?
No, I think it really is more just like I feel weird sitting in a bathtub of hot water with a tampon string hanging out of me. Like for some reason that feels unsanitary to me. I think that is the root of it. I don't think it's about my like blood really. And then I worry that like there's blood on the string and I don't feel comfortable getting in a bath when I have my period without a tampon in. So I could probably just like all these problems could go away if I just used a cup.
Well, I want to recommend Nixit. It's the best menstrual cup I've ever used. I'm obsessed with it.
Okay.
Like for the, I finally feel like, look, I have tried numerous cups. It's always been a disaster, but I got this thing, I think on the recommendation of a listener, of a podcast listener, because I was using those menstrual soft discs. So this is like a disc shaped cup. I love this thing. It works great. Like I don't need anything else.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So if you feel like you have never figured out menstrual cups and you want to give one more thing a try, try a Nixit. This is not Spawn Con. This is Kate Con. I just like this
Kate
thing.
Kate Con.
It's Kate Con.
Okay. Anyway. What else is happening with you?
Well, I did want to shout out Caroline Moss, who's the host of G Thanks, just bought it. Started an initiative to help people, especially white folks, decolonize our bookshelves. And I am going to commit to participating. She's calling it the one to one till 2021. That's the hashtag, one to one till 2021. And the idea is that for every book you read by a white author, you read one in the same genre written by a black author. And it just so happened that I was already doing this organically with the next book I'm reading. And so I would like to really commit to making sure that I am reading books by especially black authors, especially black women authors. So I'm in a body positivity or like a body neutrality book club. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the air, but we read Marissa Meltzer's This Is Big and we had a Zoom call about it. And our next book is The Body Is Not an Apology by Sonya Renee Taylor, which I've been wanting to read for years. And that just kind of really fit into this initiative that Caroline's doing. So I'm on board. And if you don't follow Sonya Renee Taylor on Instagram, they're an amazing follow. And I have to say, randomly, I when I bought some puberty books for my daughter, there was one by Sonya Renee Taylor. And it's fantastic. I think it's the best puberty book. And I've purchased like a lot because I have a 9.5-year-old. It's called Celebrate Your Body. And it is so good and so affirmative and inclusive. It's just, if you are in the market, it's specifically for girls. So if you are in the market for a puberty book, check that one out.
Cool.
And maybe you might just want to read it even if you do not have puberty age kids. It just wasn't like, it was almost empowering to read to kind of like heal. I don't want to say heal my inner child, but like reading it now as a 41-year-old person and remembering the shame and confusion I felt around my body going through puberty, it was really lovely to just go back and read this book now. So I loved it. Anyway.
Cool.
How are you doing? What is up? Aside from not wearing a tampon in a tub, what's going on with you?
Well, I got a mammogram yesterday.
Interesting. Do you do it yearly?
I don't do it yearly. I did one, you know, after I turned 40, and they told me I didn't need to do it yearly, but because I'm doing IVF, they require one every 2 years, I think, or something. And I'd gotten one 2 years ago, so I had to do another one. But yeah, I did a mammogram and I had to do an ultrasound because I have dense breast tissue. And so they always need to do an ultrasound. I already got an email from my doctor that the ultrasound was normal and the radiologist is about to look at the mammogram. And so
that's great.
Hopefully everything will be fine. And I posted in my Instagram story a picture of me at the doctor's office and someone responded and said, oh, you know, I've been like putting off making a mammogram appointment for like 2 years and you just inspired me to make an appointment. So I feel good about that.
Good. I love that. Because as you have pointed out, go to the doctor now during a pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the doctor's offices are taking a lot of precautions. They're being really safe. And I don't think you need to like put off necessary appointments because of COVID. So unless you have a reason, like you're immunocompromised or high risk, or, you know, there's other reasons why you can't go to the doctor. But I think if you are not and you've been nervous about going, I don't think you need to be nervous. So everything is very clean and sanitized and distanced. And I felt very safe there and every other doctor's appointment I've had to go to in these COVID times.
I just made my gynecology appointment for later this summer. I'm ready to rock.
Oh, right.
Ready Good. To get that pap smear, ready to get my boobs examined.
Are you getting a mammogram?
I just got one this year. So,
so you're good.
I think I'm good. I just needed a new OBGYN. So,
right. I have to say, like, I remember talking about this when I first got a mammogram, but like, I feel like I'd always heard tell of like how awful mammograms were, mm-hmm. and they're so painful. And then, like, I'm sure that the technology has improved over the years, because it was like uncomfortable, but totally fine. In fact, I find pap smears more painful.
I hate pap smears. I hate pap smears.
So, you know, I think that should not be deterring anyone either.
Yes. I do want to say I hate pap smears, but it's very important to get them.
Yes.
Never put it off.
Totally.
It's like a second of discomfort for a world of knowledge.
Yes. They should use that as their slogan.
Yes, please. Makers of the pap smear.
I also just want to mention that a few episodes ago, when I was talking about how I wanted to look for Black-owned businesses for the products that I buy, and I said something about, I don't know about, you know, Black-owned laundry detergent companies, and a few people messaged me with Black-owned laundry detergent companies, and I ordered some from a company called True. Their website is thetrueproducts.com. They have an unscented product, which is what I ordered. It hasn't arrived yet, so I don't have the review of it, but we will link to it in the show notes. Their products are not tested on animals. They're made without animal byproducts, phosphorus, caustics, formaldehyde, DEA, petrochemicals, or SLS. And then there's another company called Pure Home, and that's pure with no E, P-U-R, dash home. And they are also Black-owned, and they are eco-friendly, have household cleaners, laundry detergent, etc. So I think I'm going to order some stuff from them as well.
Great. Thank you for this recommendation.
You are very welcome.
I might also place an order once I get through my giant box of drops that I have right now.
That's exciting. I don't think that Pure has an unscented product. I think their laundry detergent is scented. So, oh no, they do. I lied. They have a free and clear.
Nice. Okay.
So I will be ordering that.
I can't wait for an update, because I would love to do a whole laundry episode, because Dory, I just finally bought bags for my delicates.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, is that a thing you've been doing for years?
Yeah. I have a bag that I put like bras and other delicate-y things in. I don't dry my bras though. I wash them on delicate in the bag. And then I air dry them.
I don't even wash my bras.
Like ever?
I don't know if I've ever washed them.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just realizing, like, I'm looking over at my dresser and I'm like, have I ever washed y'all? Have you ever had a bath? I don't know.
Have you ever had a bath?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
If I've ever washed my bras. Wow. I've washed like sports bras, but I don't think like my daily bras, I don't know if I have ever submerged them in a soap and a liquid. Okay, gonna work on that. That's a new thing I should be doing. Well, you know,
okay. Oh, all right.
Happy 41st birthday to me. Learning to wash bras.
my gosh.
Do you know when this is, when is this stuff arriving? I'm eager for an update.
I think they are very backed up. I ordered, I think, a week ago, and I haven't gotten a shipping notification yet. So,
all right. Well,
it said, please allow us 5 to 7 business days to process your order and an additional 2 to 3 days to receive your order. So
great. We'll do an update.
We will update.
And I'll wash my bras so we can have a full like deep dive into laundry, because honestly, I did not know how to do laundry until I like maybe like 3 years ago. Like I didn't know how to do it correctly. It was always shrinking stuff.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, great. Well, good rec, Dory. Good prod rec.
Oh, thanks. Thank you so much. All right. Should we take a short break?
Yes, we'll BRB.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
With no.
Honey, no.
With Honey Loves bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Dory, it is...
Yes.
It is interesting that we are picking back up here after the ad break with what I have titled in our notes, Diva Cup Embarrassing Story. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of, it really organically just has it's coming off of our conversation previously. We didn't plan it that way, but here we are.
No, we didn't. Here we are. All right, here we go.
Hey, ladies. This is Molly from Minneapolis calling. And I just had something hilarious happen to me. And since the world is like falling apart, I thought everyone would get a kick out of this story. It's my 38-year-old YM say anything moment. I'm at my in-laws right now in Wisconsin. We haven't been here for 6 months, so it's been really great to see them, reconnect. And anyway, this morning I took a shower and they have like a shower stall. And I'm at the tail end of my period, took my Diva cup out, put it on the floor of the shower, finished my shower, and I was like, don't forget it there, don't forget it there, don't forget it there. And guess what I did? I forgot it in the shower. And what I remembered about an hour later, I walked into the shower stall and it was gone. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Where did this go? And then I'm thinking, oh my God, did somebody pick it up? And then I looked. And in the corner, or just outside the bathroom, was my sister-in-law's six-month-old puppy. And I was like, oh my God, the dog got it. And now where is my Diva cup? So then I had to look through the whole house, every bedroom, and there are a couple unmade beds here. I had to like go through the beds and make sure there wasn't part of a Diva cup. I found one-third of it under the pool table in the main area of the house, and I don't know where the rest of it is. It's either in the dog's tummy or just hiding somewhere where I haven't been able to find it yet. And then I had to tell my mother-in-law not only like what happened, but also had to explain what a Diva cup was. Anyway, that's how I'm starting my week. I thought you guys would like that. I hope you have a great week, day, whatever. I don't know. The world is falling apart. And so is my Diva cup. Bye.
Wow.
Wow. Wow is right. Imagine that conversation, having to explain to your mother-in-law what a Diva cup is. I mean, who wants to have that conversation? But what a journey. What a journey. I have to run around the house looking, a house that's not yours, with relatives like that you don't want to have these conversations with, or maybe you do, having to find your Diva cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciated that story. It did give me a chuckle. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything embarrassing at like an in-law's house?
Not that I remember. Have you?
Not at my current in-laws. And they have seen me in like my worst moments. I love my in-laws so much, but like definitely I clogged a toilet at my college boyfriend's dad and stepmom's house.
Ooh.
And that was just kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
It does. You know, it does. It was the toilet's fault.
It was. It wasn't strong enough.
That's right. Couldn't handle me.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, God. And this is not an intentional segue, but can I just read this email?
Yes.
This listener writes, I'm not sure whether this question is right for the pod, but then I remembered all the conversations about poop and figured anything is fair game. You're right, listener. Because of COVID, we are quarantining. And since we are home all the time, it seems like the house is dirtier because we are straight up living in it all the time. I usually have someone come every few weeks to help out with the deep cleaning of the house, but haven't for a few months now because of germ spreading. I feel like since the weather is getting warmer, my house has a smell. Gross, I know. It's not awful, but just kind of stale. How do other people manage to just always have a yummy smelling house? I would be happy with a diffuser, but my husband prefers things that smell like desserts rather than the earthy essential oil smells I like. I'd love to do something that's not harmful.
So, Kate, there's that Black-owned candle company that we mentioned that you had ordered stuff from, Scentin? Called Scent and Fire.
Yes, my candle. I'd got an alert that it's on its way for delivery today.
Okay, so they have great candles, but they also have room sprays.
You know, a room spray is a nice idea. That's a good, that's a nice touch. I always forget you know, about a room spray. Okay.
I do too. And so I'm looking at their scents, and they have one called Cashmere Sweater. Mm. Oh, this could be perfect. Combines the tartness of cranberries and currants with pleasing herbaceous accords. The overall scent is full of cranberries, pine, and hints of vanilla.
That sounds good.
It sounds kind of desserty, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be hard unless, you know, you could go to Target and find like a, like cookies and cream or like a baked cake kind. You know, you can get all those kind yeah. of scents, but I always find those personally
Kind of cloying.
Yes, yes. They're not my type. I mean, I'm wondering about like the happy medium between this person and their partner. This candle sound, that sounds like a good match.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Or a diffuse. Like, you said that they have the room spray.
They have the room spray. And then they also have one called Shelter and Chill Room and Linen Mist that is infused with saffron, vanilla, and amber. So that could be a good option also.
I love that.
I have the Reed diffuser from PF Candle, which
oh, you are
is a candle.
Big PF Candle.
I love
Candle
PF
fan.
Candle. Yeah, they're based here in LA. They're a small candle company. All their stuff, their stuff is just so great, and so I really like their Moonrise scent. But they have Reed diffusers, so that could also be an option.
All right, all right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
All right, we have returned. And we have a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is definitely my second voicemail in a row, but I did also want to ask you guys a question. So I, have yet to listen to the last few weeks of episodes. So I need to get caught up, and my answer might actually already be questioned in one of your mini apps. But something that I'm really struggling with right now is not really struggling with, but would love your insight and advice on is, what to do with a partner who you feel is being, silent or choosing to remain complicit in systemic racism or not really making any effort to like educate themselves on what's going on. So I think my partner has been doing, a lot, and I really, really appreciate that, and I appreciate him. But I think that, a couple of my friends and I have had conversations where it's kind of, they're like, oh, is my partner actually, like, racist and I didn't know it? Like, is my partner actively choosing? And this goes for family members, too, right? I guess it's just, like, what do you do with the relationships around you where people are being complicit and you don't really feel like, I don't know. It's something where, like, the one thing I think about is, like, what if you have kids together? Like, it's so much easier to be like, oh, I'm going to leave my partner because they're complicit in systemic racism when you don't have, I guess, obligations on the line. Not saying that you should stay together with kids, but I think you guys, I hope you guys get the gist of my question. I think ultimately my question in a really roundabout way is how do you manage the, if you have disappointment in what the expectations were around the people around you, and how do you kind of manage the fact that, like, oh, shoot, like, they're quote-unquote good people, but they're not choosing to be as passionate about this as I am, or they're not choosing to educate themselves with all of the resources that are readily available to them. Okay, bye.
Interesting question that I think a lot of people are wrestling with right now.
Yeah. My initial response is that part of our work is looking around us for those people and calling them in and then calling them in again and then calling them in again. I think if we are staying in those relationships, that is part of our relationship with people now. It's not ignoring or giving a pass to complicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think just always bringing it up is so important and not letting it slide. But another thing that I just want to, like, a question that I have for you, listener, and I'm so glad that you raised this and that you are continuing to raise this with your partner and the other people in your life. But I guess I would ask you to think about what does being an ally and an advocate look like for you? You say that you feel like they are complicit. What do you want them to do to not be complicit? Are there specific things? Is this just sort of a general feeling? Are there actionable things that you can say to your partner? Like, I would like you to come to protests with me. I would like you to speak up when your brother says that racist thing. I think it's good to think about what will make you feel like your partner is not complicit is, like, important to evaluate on your end.
Good advice, Dory.
And I can't answer that for you because, I think it's different for everyone. But I think that that's that's worth thinking of.
Yeah.
You know, you obviously feel like he is not doing enough right now. But what will enough look like in your opinion? And, you know, of course it's never enough, but for you to feel comfortable continuing to share a life with him, I guess is what I'm saying. Just worth kind of considering.
Good tip.
Thank you.
Good question. Good tip.
Yeah.
All right.
We have one last email.
All right. This listener writes, I'm wondering if you've experienced any resentment, anger, or frustration over how a friend or a loved one has dealt with COVID-19. I find myself fixated on one particular friend who has seemingly ignored all guidelines and precautions. She has been partying with friends and traveling all over the country for vacation, most recently flying to California to hang on the beach for 2 weeks. I find her actions incredibly selfish, but I also can't stop myself from feeling resentful. Here I am staying home and following all the guidelines, and she's off doing whatever she wants. I don't know how to process these feelings, and I truly don't know if I can still be friends with this person.
Only you can decide if you should still be friends with this person. I think for me personally, it would feel difficult to remain friends with them.
Yeah, I think my first step here would be to ask this person why they are making the choice to ignore all guidelines and precautions, and obviously not just put themselves at risk, but put other people at risk, assuming this person is doing all these things and not masking themselves and participating in social distancing, which they're not participating in sheltering at home. I think this is a conversation you can have with your friend. How to process these feelings. I mean, I actually think you're doing it. It's uncomfortable when we feel resentful and angry at our friends, at people we care about and people that we trust and want to assume the best about.
It's hard because I feel like on the one hand, I want to be like, you can only control what you are doing. And, you know, if you start worrying about what everyone else is doing, you know, you're just constantly going to feel anger and resentment. On the other hand, this is a close friend who I assume you felt like you had some sort of shared value system with, and now you're learning that maybe you don't. And so you feel betrayed. And I think that's totally valid.
Yeah, I do too. And I think this is a thing many people are experiencing right now.
Yes.
Many people. I mean, this is happening all over the world. And I think you're right, Dory. Like, we can only control our own actions, but like, this is something to look at. And I would have the conversation with this person and let them know how this behavior impacts you. I think you can have the conversation, or at least get clarification on why they're making these choices, and then set up some boundaries for yourself if this is a person that you don't feel like you can continue being close with.
Yeah.
I think the kind of bonkers part about COVID-19 is that we're not only protecting ourselves, we're protecting other people. And that's the almost more important thing with so much of this, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Simple acts of wearing a mask, for example, can protect so many other people. So that's why stuff like this feels like this listener said, feels so selfish. But I don't know. I mean, like, have the conversation with your friend and find out what's going on here.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Well, on that note, Dory, we are going to wrap things up.
Yeah, we want to recommend an activity first.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. Especially because I'm the goofball who's been doing this activity.
Yeah, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, look, listeners, one self-care practice I have been partaking in over the past couple of months is taking photographs of things I see in nature that I find beautiful. So right now on my phone, there are lots of close-up shots of flowers. So I wanted to just suggest, along with my friend Dory, that this week you take a photo of something you find beautiful in nature. Now, most of us do not live in rural areas where we're going for gentle walks in the woods. A lot of us live in cities, nature can be hard to come across. Sometimes it's there, but it doesn't look beautiful. So take a minute, observe. And if you see something that strikes you, take a photo. Because I often go back to my nature pics and I find them almost as soothing as when I encountered them IRL.
Yeah, I love that.
And you can send them to us if you take any.
Yeah, please do. I've been enjoying all your outdoor photographs. So
I will include some on the gram when this episode drops.
I can't wait. All right, y'all.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening and weighing in. We really appreciate you. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.